Mrs. Pringle by Miss Reed, read by Gwen Watford. Chapter 1. Face to Face. It is snowing again. We shall certainly have a white Christmas this year, a rare occurrence even in this downland village of Fairacre. I've been the head teacher of Fairacre School for more years than I care to remember, and the schoolhouse where I write this has been my home for all that time. It is particularly snug at the moment. The fire blazes, the cat is stretched out in front of it, and Christmas cards line the mantelpiece. Very soon the school breaks up for the Christmas holidays, and what a comforting thought that is. Comfort is needed, not only from the snowflakes which whisper at the window, but also from the aftermath of a recent skirmish with Mrs. Pringle, our school cleaner, who has lived in the village even longer than I have. She does her job superbly, but is a sore trial. It is generally agreed that she is difficult, the vicar's expression, and a proper tartar, as Bob Willett, our handyman and school caretaker, puts it. During term time, our paths cross on most days. It's no wonder that I relish the school holidays and the peace that they bring. How long, I muse, putting another log on the fire, will I be able to stand her aggression? Stroking Tibby's warm stomach, I look back through the years at my tempestuous relationship at Fairacre School with the doughty Mrs. Pringle. I first encountered Mrs. Pringle one thundery July afternoon. It was a Friday, I remember. The vicar, the Reverend Gerald Partridge, who was chairman of the school governors, had invited me to tea before looking over the schoolhouse.